You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day. Scotty Sattler, Matty Rogers for a Monday night. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you've had a great day. Now, if you're a pet owner, which we all are, I'm a pet owner, you were a pet owner. It's a touchy subject at the moment.
Well, I miss my dog.
Yeah.
You know, but we're going to talk about dogs. It still pulls on my heartstrings a bit. Sats, Flues and the Lacey.
I know.
About 6 months ago now, 14-year-old. We had a little Staffy, and we had to put him down.
Well, I got a Staffy, Frank.
He had a great life. And I get jealous seeing you with your dog. So stop posting pictures.
Now, as I said, if you're a pet owner and you love sport, involved in sporting organisations, where you've got kids in sport, community sport, this is for you, this chat. Because it's a great concept. We're going to talk to Maddie here from Showers. And before we do that, Showers are dog washers. Fundraise at your footy club. This is the big word. Free installation, and you can still make money as well. Showers.com.au. How are you, Maddie?
Well, mate.
Well, when this was first thrown up to Rad and I, we sat back and we thought, I don't understand. Explain it to us a little bit more. No, well, put dog washers in and then money goes in and it's going to a great cause and then the club can make a lot more money as well. So we thought we'd go straight to the source.
Perfect.
So, Showser, explain how the concept works, but also how some community clubs can make money also.
Yeah, look, mate, it's a very simple process for us. I'm a North Queensland boy, footy tragic. And
what part?
Townsville. Yeah, born in nice. Cairns, grew up in Townsville. So, there's two teams, the Cowboys and anyone playing the Broncos.
Yeah. Yep.
but from our perspective, it's always been coming from a construction background. We wanted to do something a little bit different. Our team designed the Showser dog wash system. They're made here in Queensland. We're very proud of all aspects. They're environmentally friendly. And for us, we were sort of sitting there going, how are we going to differentiate ourselves? Because everyone just goes to the local car wash. And when it was by chance that I've got two young boys and a little girl, and I'm at an AFL training session one afternoon, and I counted 40 dogs, and then went to the rugby league training session and counted another 40, and went, wow. There's something here.
Oh, mate. Yeah, and if you came to my daughter's soccer training, you'd count another 40.
Yeah.
It is such a great concept. So tell me, how do you differentiate yourself from the average dog wash?
The big thing for us is we know, and having been involved in grassroots footy for all the years, we know that these clubs really struggle to get dollars in the wallet.
Well, you're looking for extra revenue, aren't you?
100%. Yeah. And we all know that there's so many wonderful people tied into these organisations that spend so much of their own time and effort and money to make it happen. So we sort of thought to ourselves, how can we give something to the sporting community? And basically, it's a very expensive piece of kit that we give the club. They don't reach into their pocket at all. We don't want them to touch it. We install it. We get it all set up. Electrical, plumbing, the whole kit. Out of a $12 wash, which is the cheapest in the market, $5 goes to the club.
Wow.
A dollar goes to guide dogs. What we're trying to achieve is most of those lovely little league clubs, union clubs, soccer clubs, boys and girls have got an opportunity to not only have some great trophies at the end of the year, but maybe their fields improved, maybe some safer code of conduct, you know, training.
New
some
jerseys.
Really good things.
New jerseys.
New kits. Yeah, anything. Instead of poor people having to, you know, bust their hump day in, day out.
Mm.
And also rely on governments and what have you. The big thing for us too is you don't need a Bricky's laptop in your clubhouse to make money anymore.
No.
That's what Showers is there for now.
So what's an example? You would have some installed already. So if you gave an example to how much a community club, for example, could earn in a year.
So, look, the easiest way is it's about 300 to 400 dog washes a month. And that's one every couple of hours. But if you go past any sort of car wash or anything like that, you'll see them lined up out the door. The difference is these sorts of shower systems are in parks and footy parks and what have you, where people utilize it 365 days of the year. Yep. The club doesn't have to have its doors open for them to be making money.
For it to operate.
And the big thing for us is our independence of accounting. Everyone knows that the dollars are going directly back to the club. It's handled by independent accountants. And that's a really safe thing for us too, because our affiliation with the Guide Dogs is something we're immensely proud of. It's something I've learned so much more about. And it's one of those few things in life, and particularly coming from construction, that you actually, when you talk about it, you smile. And when I talk to other people, they smile. It's a great feeling, mate.
Well, I'm excited about it. And we've talked at length on this show, Sats, about the costs of playing kids' sport nowadays. Like, it just, and you know, how families are struggling.
Yeah.
If a club can put something like this in at no cost to themselves, and half of the money is going back to the club, basically. I mean, $1 to the Guide Dogs, which is fantastic.
Yep.
$5 to the club. Hey, that's a great revenue stream to subsidise those fees that families are having to pay every year and take a little pressure off the fundraising aspect.
Exactly. Mm. So the partnership with Australian Guide Dogs is amazing. The dollar goes back as well. So with their money, they're looking to try and partner dogs with clients.
100%, mate. And look, and our overall aim, and it'll be a joy to, you know, come back in 12 months' time and tell you guys where we're sitting, but they have around 30 dogs a year shortage. The amazing thing about Guide Dogs is they're not overly government funded. It's all community based. And when you get to know these people and you get to
not
work
government
with them,
funded,
mate, they have very limited funding from the government.
Wow.
So we are aiming to fix 75% of their problems in the first year. And by 75% of the problems, it's getting over 20 dogs out there on the road. It is a humbling experience dealing with people with low vision or blindness, and seeing not only the wonderful, and I think I'm a pretty stoic guy. We had a lovely young lady come and do a test drive when we were testing the machines. She said it was the first time in 10 years that she'd actually been able to wash a dog and had a reconnection with it. And I had to walk away. In all fairness, that is amazing. And as I said, coming from construction where people just yell at you every day and every week, it's actually nice to feel good for a change. So, and I feel that the clubs will have that added bonus too. We're talking about junior development. As part of our program with the club, one day a year, the junior sign-on day, all the revenue except for the dollar that goes to Guide Dogs goes to the club.
Oh, wow.
And we really want that club to turn around and say, hey, everyone in under sevens needs a mouth guard. Where's the dentist?
Yeah.
Come on, dentist, chip up. Yeah. You know, this is it's coming back. I feel that the ground surge of good, wholesome
community support,
community spirit, it's coming back.
Well, it'll be music to the ears of parents who are having to pay each and every year for whatever sport. Some sports are far more expensive than others. We spoke about this on the last couple of weeks. So a great connection to community also is ambassadors.
Yes.
And you've got to use the stars of any sport to get that connection with kids as well, and even the adults. So Brisbane Lions forward, tremendous player, Eric Hitwood is the ambassador. Where did he come into the equation?
Look, his manager does a lot of work with us in the construction world as well. And Eric was proposed to us, obviously, he's a superstar. Natasha.
Is it not because he's built like a sausage dog? Or?
No,
okay.
Long body, short arms.
He's got
that
the reach on me, I think, so I wouldn't say that to his face. But Natasha, who's the general manager of Schauser, has struck up quite a great accord with Eric. And he's not only a talented football player, but a wonderful human being. And he's a massive dog lover, him and his partner. He's a great ambassador for not only Schauser, but football in general. And we're very proud to have him on board.
Now, Rat and I were actually saying, can we go back in time about 2 months and invest?
I want to invest. Yeah. Do you know investors in this? This is a great project. Yeah. Just the feel-good notion of it, but it's just so convenient. When I'd go down and watch my daughter play, when my little boy AC was kicking around, I'd take him for a walk. If there was a dog washer there, it would have just been perfect for me.
100%, mate. Look, it's a joke that I've said to a few of the footy clubs that they all should go buy a 10,000-litre water truck and hose down the edge of the ground each afternoon so that they get more business through the door. But it's a great thing for people to give back to their club and do a wonderful, wonderful thing for Guide Dogs.
This is outstanding. I think on the back of our show tonight, I think there'll be a lot of people involved in community sport, especially if you've got kids. If you're playing yourself or you're just a supporter of your local team, might be the the Byron Bay Red Devils. It could be
the Narang Roosters.
The Gorra Spud Digger, the Super Spuds.
The Maitland Pumpkin Pickers. Yeah.
So most importantly, how do we get in contact with Schauser?
Mate, it's very simple. Schauser.com.au.
That's his S-H-O-W-Z-E-R.
That's the words, mate. And jump online there. There's a web page that's on there. You link it. There's a QR code on your Instagram pages and Facebook pages. You literally click on that, put your name down. We've got a bit of a Club Legends program that we're launching with SEN. And that's really focused on those people within the club that need a bit of recognition.
Yep.
And, you know, those wonderful ladies that have fed me full of potato scallops and dimmies over the years.
Oh, how good were they?
The best. There are too, Matty. So it's really giving not only recognition to them, but a bit of support.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
A bit of support, a little bit of give back.
Awesome. And that's what we were talking about earlier on the show. That's why we teased, who's your local club legend, whether it's your cricket, your netball, your rugby league, your AFL, whatever it may be. And that's why we've been going through the text messages all night. Maddie, thank you very much for coming in and explaining what it's all about, Showers. It's very exciting, and in conjunction, of course, with Guide Dogs Australia, Victoria Shaw's here as well, and Tasha's here as well from Showers, sitting in the studio here. It's a great concept. I've got no doubt that a lot of people will get involved. So install a Showers into your footy club now and start fundraising as of today, showers.com.au. Maddie, thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Very appreciate it.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.